Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
So, you know, my view is if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune.
Finally, somebody's making some sense.
When you have people like Senator Ted Cruz joining Rand Paul and ditching his mask as they walk the halls of Congress. So he's not just wrong, he's doing it for the wrong reason.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
Cam, I'm not going to wear a mask, and all of us have been immunized. So
it'd make us feel better.
You're welcome to step away if you like.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
New Hampshire will not renew the state's mask mandate. We'll continue to work hand in hand with public health. And what does change is the government's imposed requirement to do so.
I'm breathing. Air!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. And welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And we'll have Police Blotter Facts Friday today. We'll be talking about a Globe attempt to avoid paying the taxes that they want to pay, all of us, the rest of us, to pay at ever higher levels. We've got some Joe Biden cuts. We've got all kinds of stuff here today. And I think we should always start with I've been saying this. They told me in my early days in TV, lead with your best video. So we got to lead with our best audio here. And so let's just have President Dementia Joe, who's meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister today, Suga. And for the first time anyone can ever remember, when Suga came into the White House, the first person he met with was not the president of the United States. It was the vice president of the United States. Or should I say President Harris from the Harris-Biden administration. And everybody's drawing a blank when the last time this happened was. Because I don't think it ever happened, really. So anyway, President Biden today is talking about the leader of Russia. Cut one.
I also made clear to President Putin that the United States is unwavering in our support of our allies and partners in Europe.
And it really means a lot when you forget the name of the guy who's been running Russia for how many years now? All right. So then we talk about he's asked about the escalation of the border tensions in the Black Sea and Ukraine, and that strait where the ships are banned from going. And Biden, well, here it is. Cut four.
The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia.
I'm just looking to spit out this sentence to get to my binge watching this weekend of, what am I watching this weekend?
I believe Bonanza.
Yeah. Here in the West, we're living in the best Bonanza. All right. 844-500-4242. But I think still the big news today in the New England region is that New Hampshire has become the first of the Warsaw Pact states, because it is a Warsaw Pact. And the Warsaw Pact is bigger than New England. It certainly includes New York and New Jersey. And I guess it runs all the way, could say it runs all the way down to D.C., but it basically New England plus New York and New Jersey. And New Hampshire today became the first state to overthrow its communist, its deep state overlords. And I understand everybody saying, well, you know, I live in, Portsmouth, and they're going to keep in the restrictions. I live in Exeter, and everybody's a moon bat in Exeter, and they want to keep wearing the mask. But the point is that it's not a state mandate. That's what's really good. 844-500-4242. Okay, so let's play Cut 13.
The only thing that's changing is the state isn't coming down with the mandate saying thou shalt must.
That's a good way to put it. Thou shalt, no longer saying thou shalt must. All right. 844-500-4242. And then we're talking about vaccine passports. Everybody else is saying that they don't want vaccine passports, but you know, in fact, they really do. They want to have them backdoored in by, like, corporations. Like, you can't come back to work and as an hourly employee or any level unless you have a passport, a vaccine passport. But it's good that he's saying, and he's putting it in the proper perspective here when he talks about the vaccine passports. Cut 17.
You know, one thing we're very, I don't, you know, we're trying not to get to the point of vaccine passports per se, where on at least in a public setting, we're saying if you're vaccinated, you can do this, and if you're not vaccinated, you can't. Now we're constructively identifying individuals that chose not to get the vaccine. We're creating a system of have and have nots, and I don't think anybody wants that down the road.
Oh, but I think they do. If they think that the only people who aren't getting their vaccines are the people who watch CMT or Deadliest Catch, they definitely want to segregate us credulous boomer rubes from the rest of the population. Cut 18.
Could also get a situation where, let's say, half the students are in the classroom and half the students have to go remote because they're vaccinated. That's, again, not a very good situation. It's not very efficient. You're right now identifying all those students that aren't vaccinated. So we're trying to discourage that as much as we can and work with the system so that, again, they feel comfortable.
You know, he's going in the right direction, but I think at some point you got to just go cold turkey with this stuff. You know, you just got to say one regulation is too many and 10,000 are not enough. It's like an intervention in an addiction. And a lot of these people are quite obviously addicted to these rules, not just at the state and national level, but also at the local level, the health inspectors or the self-deputized vigilantes, the Karens that are out there.
The turkey counters.
Right. The turkey counters. Well, they were on the payroll. They were they as far as I can determine, they had a hack job. That was their job, in the city of Revere, where they just put up where they just started putting parking meters on the on Revere Beach. Although they've cut it back a little bit now, they used to have things called clam inspectors. Now we've gone from clam inspectors in one benighted city in Suffolk County to having frozen turkey inspectors across the entire Commonwealth. But you know, Sununu is going down the right road here. Cut number 19.
It's a big difference between what the state is forcing and mandating, requiring, you know, sending the COVID police, as people like to call it. You know, we're just, that's a whole different ballgame. And we had to make those extreme decisions during extreme times. We're just not in those extreme times.
That sums it all up, right? So if we're not in extreme times, Governor, how the hell, and I'm not, this is a rhetorical question because you can't really do it. You don't have the power. No governor has the power to do this. How can we convince the feeble-minded that we're not in extreme times, that they've been suckered for a year. They've been snookered. They've been lied to. The little boy has cried wolf 25 million times. The little girl has cried fire in a crowded theater, has yelled crowd in a crowded theater, has yelled wolf in a crowded theater 25 million times. 844-500-4242. I like this cut from DeSantis. I haven't even heard this one until now, but I like the way it's described on the cut sheet. Cut 26.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Exactly. Especially when you got all the panic porn now has shifted from the disease is going to kill you to now the vaccine is going to kill you. And they're saying, gee, we're wondering why certain groups aren't interested in getting the vaccine. Well, number one, probably they figure they don't need the vaccine because it's true they don't need the vaccine in most cases. And number two, what's the point of getting a vaccine that's going to make you sick and might kill you, according to some left-wing cable networks and newspapers? And it's not even going to give you any freedom. Why bother? 844-500-4242. Got a lot planned for the afternoon, and get on board now. We'll take some calls when we come back. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles in the maskless, no-mask mandate state of New Hampshire. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I always look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire.
And Howie, Nashua just announced they're keeping the mask mandate in place. So Dr. Houghton's going to stay a very safe spot where they have all of these, what do you call them? Preventative measures in place.
Protocols. Yes, that's not a surprise that Nashua would keep the mandate in. Parking is plentiful. Parking is free. When I went to Perfect Smiles last summer, I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. Many of them actually make the visit to the dentist a more pleasant experience, believe it or not. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. Whatever else you're neglecting during this panic period, don't neglect your dental health. It'll lead to problems down the road, pain, higher expenses. The way to handle your mouth is to get Dr. Houghton working on it right now on your dental health. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my video at perfectsmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, G-A-B-I, Gabby. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you prefer to have as your governor? Charlie Baker, Janet Mills, Phil Scott, or Chris Sununu?
That's pretty much of a no-brainer, isn't it? Chris Sununu.
97% say Chris Sununu. 3% say Phil Scott.
And 0% for Charlie Bacon or for Janet Mills. Well, I guess that's to be expected. 844-500-4242. Let's play. The panic porn, though, continues to be pushed out relentlessly. I was quite surprised today to see no press conference by Charlie Bacon. I thought he would want to respond, but he was just too afraid of being asked about why everything's going to be up and running or somewhat up and running in New Hampshire, but not in Massachusetts. So he's hiding out. But we do have one of his former appointees here in Massachusetts, and now she's the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She's the one who had the sense of impending doom last week. Well, it's the doom is continuing to impend. She's getting it. It's ringing in her head. Cut 27.
This the increasing trends in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are very concerning, and they threaten the progress we've already made.
What progress have we already made, Rochelle? Do you really believe we've made any progress? You're a priestess. You're a high priestess of the cult. But there's an interesting column today from Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal about the fact that in most of these states, like New Hampshire, for instance, the regulation of the businesses is up to the local and state governments. But there are a few national industries that are controlled by the feds, and one of them is the cruise industry. Cruise. Even living in California lockdown would be preferable to living under the COVID tyranny of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Most businesses are subject to state laws, not so the cruise businesses, one of the few industries subject to near-total federal control, and the only one that has remained in complete lockdown since March 2020. Want to imagine life in the public health oligarchy? If the public health oligarchy had free rein, this is your case study, and this is classic. They have shut down everything. The state of Florida finally filed a lawsuit against the CDC last week, and they said that direct expenditures by the cruise ship industry in Florida alone in 2019 generated nearly 159,000 total jobs, paying $8.1 billion in income in the Sunshine State. And it shut down because of bureaucrats. They've wrecked an entire industry. The CDC reiterates its recommendation that all people avoid travel on cruise ships, including river cruises worldwide. It apparently irks the CDC autocrats that they can't rule globally. Because while CDC officials have nightmares over the botched Diamond Princess cruise saga, the rest of the world has moved on. European and Asian cruises have reopened with great success. But, you know, they're enjoying this. They're having too much fun. Kimberly Strassel is right. They'd like to wreck every industry the way they've wrecked the cruise ship industry. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking the call. Wow, thanks for taking me back to a couple things here. Number one, I was actually a clam inspector at Hampton Beach for years when I was younger. But anyways, excuse me, I'm not done yet. Going back to the vaccination passport, it's not going to happen, and here's why. Who's the majority of people who are not getting vaccinated or staying away from it? Whether the reasons are right or not, it's the African American community, right, and the Latino.
Well, I would say that's not the highest number, but you just say it's a disproportionately high number of the African American community refuse to get the vaccine. That's the way to put it. But yeah, you're right. But you know, the other thing too is if it's so terrible and racist and Jim Crow on steroids to have photo IDs to vote, how do you set up a system where you have vaccination passports? Joe Biden says that people that live in rural black people and Hispanics who live in rural areas in the inner city don't have the expertise to get on the internet to get driver's licenses. Apparently, that's what he said, not me. And so, how are they going to get these? How are they going to make appointments to get vaccinations? Todd, you're right. You're right. None of this makes any sense. That's why it's so ridiculous. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Cut number 20 from Chris Sununu.
Very natural for folks to have trepidations and concerns, of course, but that's what the vaccine's for. If we didn't have the vaccine, we'd be in a very different position. If we weren't so fast about it, we'd be in a very different position.
Yeah. Cut 14.
Again, we want to encourage folks to wear masks and maintain social distancing, be smart. The citizens of the state know what to do. They know what to do in these situations, and they've been tremendous about it. But having a state mandate saying thou shall must, that's a temporary thing. That's a very harsh thing.
It is. It is. And thank God in New Hampshire, at least among all the lockdown states in the Northeast, it's a temporary thing. It seems to be a permanent thing in the other states. 844-500-4242. Here's what, if I owned a bar in New Hampshire, I would be ripping the plexiglass out right now. I would have started yesterday, about 24 hours ago when the edict was ended. And he says, restaurants can choose to keep plexiglass if they want. How many do you think that will?
Buddy in the room.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 says, just went into four New Hampshire stores with no masks. Some still with mask required signs. No one said anything.
Woohoo!
603, Howie, employers when hiring new employees are forbidden to ask if someone's been vaccinated or not because of HIPAA rules. But if that's the case, how is a vaccine passport okay? I know. It's an unanswerable question. If you have HIPAA on the books, you can't be creating a vaccine passport. It's the same thing with these restaurants, you know, which you see all over Massachusetts, where they put tables out on the street when the weather was warmer, not like today, for instance. And so they were allowing the restaurants to serve drinks outside on the sidewalk, which is called an open container. It's a violation of the open container law. But they were just there, and they were letting people order takeout drinks like it's Louisiana or something. But they didn't care. And now the restaurants want to do that permanently. But they've passed all these regulations and laws that are totally at loggerheads, so to speak, with the earlier laws.
Yeah,
how can you allow drinking on the sidewalk and when you have a law in the book saying drinking on the sidewalk is forbidden and it's a crime?
But Howie, I think if we're all inebriated, we might be, you know, better sheep when it comes to putting the masks on. If someone has a few beers in them, they might be less aggressive.
No, I agree. I think it would go the other way. I'm not putting on that mask. You take that mask. Yeah. No, I don't think so, Grace. What do you got for news? This is time now for Grace's news.
Well, Howie, I was listening to your opening segments, and you said something I really agree with. You were talking about Chris Sununu, and you mentioned that he should just go cold turkey. And then you also mentioned other turkeys. You mentioned Charlie Baker when he was keeping track of the butterballs. But I wanted to talk about the first one, going cold turkey and really just breaking out of this. And when you said that, it made me think of a piece that I really liked. It was from a while ago. It was by David Marcus in The Federalist. And I was wondering, I want to read this to you and see what you think about it. He said, a year is a long time, even when measuring a nation centuries old. A year is not a blip. It is more than enough time for the plastic of new realities to harden. The cages we have built for ourselves are sturdy now. We cannot simply slip out of them back to the lives we want and remember. We must destroy them. We must blow up the flinty ribs of these prisons of our own making. The first step in doing so is to finally admit that we should have never built them in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you'd like that.
The first step is, that's what I keep saying, you need a 12-step program here. These people have to admit that they are maskaholics, that they are powerless to control this insane fear that they have of a seasonal virus.
And I think that's part of the reason that Fauci drives people really crazy is because there's so many levels of his dishonesty. And the truth is that I saw Chris DeGaulle say this today. He was like, you know, there are people out there, and you've mentioned it, Howie, who want this to go on forever and who want to wear masks for the rest of their lives. And that's okay. But the first step is them just being honest about it. Right. You never want this to end. And that's the part of Dr. Fauci that drives people crazy, because he keeps people... He keeps with a carrot, you know, like, oh, it's soon, it's coming, it's soon. Just be honest with us. You want this to be a forever pandemic.
See, I would refine that a little bit, Grace, and I would say, is it that they want to wear the masks themselves forever, or do they want to be able to tell you and me to wear the masks forever? I think that gives them much more pleasure, being able to virtue signal to everybody else.
Yeah. Well, my dad was talking about that too, because when you think about it, and it's no disrespect to anybody, you know, working at the grocery stores or, you know, working anywhere, but it's a lot of people who usually aren't giving out orders. They're, you know, they're usually just chatting with people, whatever. And now they have this little bit of power. I don't know if you've experienced this, Howie, but there's a store, I won't name it, that I go to around here, and the cashiers love to tell you, hey, you got to stand on the X. They love it. They love to yell at you because they probably never got the chance to yell at people before. And now this is their plum opportunity to start screaming at people. And they don't want that to end either.
I want to return to the concept of a 12-step program. One of, I think it's step four. You have to apologize to people you have wronged with your behavior.
Oh, that would go on forever. But they don't think
they
wronged
anyone. Can you imagine if
you
had those people that have been hassling you about standing 6 feet back, if they had to apologize to everybody who came into the store and went to the checkout counter for like 3 weeks in a row? I'm sorry. I lost my mind. I became powerless to a mental malady that I could not control. The cult of panic porn.
It really is. I heard a wild story yesterday about a friend of mine who was going into a store, Howie, okay? Went into a store. This was probably a month ago. And went into the store. I think he was playing like the lottery or something like that. And he said to the guy who he knows pretty well from the store, "Oh, sorry, I forgot my mask." And the guy at the register was like, "Oh, that's okay. You know, you're the only one in here. Don't worry about it." So he walked in, and then he's leaving the store, and a guy outside sees him and says, "Where's your mask, bleep, bleep?" And he turns to him and he says, "What'd you just say?" And he says, "I said, where's your mask, bleep, bleep?" And he says, "You say that one more time, you're going to have an issue." And he turns back around, and the guy goes, "Bleep." And so he turns around and starts chasing the guy. The guy turns back around and pepper sprays him in the face. And the police came and said, "You know, you have somewhat of a case, but it kind of looks like you're the aggressor because you get so annoyed with it." But this is the attitude. It's like they want to be able to call people jerks for not wearing masks. It's really strange.
Yeah. And I'm willing to say, I think other people have noticed this, that if you see people wearing a mask outside, walking or biking or doing any kind of physical exercise where there's nobody else around and they're still wearing a mask, I would be willing to bet 98% of them voted for Joe Biden or at least didn't vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it is people want, it's like the coffee, it's like buying Andrew Cuomo or Hunter Biden's book and putting it on your coffee table. It's a signal to people, I'm on the left, I'm one of the good guys. And when I see people with the mask on, I'm like, we get it. You know, you don't have to tell us. We know you voted for him. We understand. You voted for the moral and decent Joe Biden. All right, let's play some of this sound here, Howie.
781, by the way, says we need to start Maskaholics Anonymous. You know, first we got to get Alcoholics Anonymous back meeting in church basements again, rather than by Zoom camera. Once we get AA back up and running, then we can start thinking and all the other ones, NA, GA, we can start thinking about MA.
Well, Howie,
this would be a good place to start it, though. MA, Massachusetts, would be a good place to start Maskaholics Anonymous.
There's a lot of scary parts of this pandemic, but one thing that I think people don't realize enough is that, okay, so Howie Carr, Grace Curley, Taylor Cormier, we all have our own opinions, we're free thinkers, and we know this is kind of overblown. But when I go around my neighborhood and I'll see like young kids hanging out, biking, whatever, they all have the masks on when they're together. And they all have the masks on when they're outside like 7-Eleven or something hanging out. And it's become like they don't even realize that they have them on. They're just accustomed to it now. And they're young. So they're probably going to be okay with it if it goes on for another 5 years.
Yeah. These are great texts coming in. You know, I was talking about they now have all these laws that contradict each other. 603 says, in Minnesota now, they non-reusable grocery bags were illegal, and then they made reusable grocery bags illegal. So I guess it's illegal to have any kind of grocery bag in Minnesota.
Jared pointed something out today, Howie, in our building. The signs mandating that we wear masks while in the hallways have come down.
Really?
And now there's tape on the floors. I haven't seen it myself, but I think I did see some tape on the floor this morning.
What do you mean tape on the floor? What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe some places.
I thought in Florida we knew the publics were loosening the restrictions when the tape indicating one-way aisles came off. I don't know if that's a good thing if the tapes are going down. 619 says, I was at the DMV yesterday and the security guard, Mini Mussolini, yelled at the group to stand 6 feet apart and that we weren't out of the, quote, woodwork. You mean like termites?
But Howie, guys, that's my point. It's people who haven't had a lot of authority in their lives who are finally getting it, and they love it. They love saying, "Hey, put your mask on."
Yeah,
and they're mean about it. A lot of them. I was at a lobby. I was skiing. This was like a month ago, and it was a completely empty area. It was like the part where you go and you take your boots off and you maybe get a sandwich, whatever. Of course, the cafeteria part of the ski resort was shut down because you can't have that anymore. And I'm sitting there, Howie, and there's like 10 tables. There's nobody in there. I'm the only person because I was waiting for my room to be ready. I'm the only person. The woman comes up to me and goes, "There's a time limit on these tables for 10 minutes. And I said, "Okay." And she said, "You can't just hang out here." And I said, "All right." And she said, "Did you sign in? Did you put your name down? Because there's a piece of paper on the table." I said, "No." She goes, "You have to. It's for the COVID." I literally took a big look around the lobby, and then I looked back at her. I'm like, "Do you see how wacky this is? We're the only two people in here. You came 2 inches away from my face to tell me about this." Doesn't make any sense.
You know, another thing we got to get people to stop watching TV. That's another addiction. I guess it's part of the maskaholic addiction. That's one of the enabling drugs that keeps people hooked on their fear and their panic.
But Howie, occasionally there'll be a good cut on TV, and I played this today in my show, but I want to play it again for you. Gretchen Whitmer. You know, she was a star of this pandemic in the beginning. You know, she was going to be VP, but then she was a white woman, so that didn't work out. But she was on with Chris Hayes yesterday, and there was a random act of journalism. And I give no credit to Chris Hayes because he had nothing to do with it. But Gretchen Whitmer basically laid out what we've been saying for the past 6 months, which is it doesn't matter how much you lock the state down. It doesn't have anything to do with the pandemic. So listen to what she said. She admitted how much of a fraud this is.
Well, we know that we are seeing a resurgence of COVID all across our state. And I think some of it is because we as a nation did not rally to beat this virus. We have turned on one another, and this virus has taken an incredible toll on us. We in Michigan still have smart policies in place. I don't currently have all the same powers I did a year ago, but we do still have a mask mandate. We do still have capacity requirements. I mean, we've got some of the strongest protocols in the country, and yet this virus has come raging back.
Chris Hayes is like, "Cut her mic, cut her mic." She's destroying the narrative.
I loved it when she said, "We've turned on each other." So, in other words, the only way we can have national unity is that if everybody obeys the dictates of idiots like Gretchen Whitmer, right?
Well, you notice she says, "I don't have all the powers I had a year ago." Yeah, and all the people in her state are going, "Yeah, we know."
Yeah, there's a reason why we have a system of checks and balances in our government to prevent idiots like you from totally destroying the state. At least you give the legislature the chance to reclaim some of its powers. And in Michigan, I guess they did reclaim some of them.
Hey, Howie, I like what 339 said. It's mall cop syndrome. That's a good way to put it. You get some power and you just go crazy. You become Paul Blart.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm really hoping in New Hampshire that a lot of these towns will leave it wide open enough so that, so that there'll be like one bar on one side of the street that's, still, Karen Village. And the next one will be the good old boys across the street. I'd like to see who will prevail in the long term.
I think that's a new attraction in New Hampshire, Karen's Village.
But that's the funny thing, Howie. If that happens, the amazing thing is that one restaurant is going to get all the regular people who, maybe get a pitcher of beer, get a couple pizzas, and the other restaurant's going to have Karen drinking her chamomile tea and then going home at 6:30 to knit.
Right.
Who's going to do better, I wonder?
Get ready for all those emails from the chamomile tea drinkers in the audience.
And the crocheters. Please don't come for me. It's Friday.
Well, they'll write letters, not emails.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll wait a week.
Okay, see you for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Thanks, Al.
When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison with your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. And all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have. And it's free to use.
This is what we've been saying with Gabby, Howie. People get complacent. They go for the big names in the insurance game, and they just assume that they're getting the best deal because they're with a very recognizable company. But with Gabby, they're doing double checks and double checks on your record, on your policy that you already have, and they're making sure that they can beat anybody else out there.
Yeah, you do get complacent, especially if you set up a system where you're paying automatically through your checking account and it's just being debited. And you're losing hundreds of dollars a year. I mean, there's just no question about it. It took me about 5 minutes to set up the system, and I got quotes from six other companies. I ended up saving over $600 annually on my car insurance, over 600. I probably could have been saving it for at least 10 years, but I didn't bother. I was stupid. Don't make the same mistake I did. Gabby customers, on average, save $961 per year, and they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test as I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
I love it when we get unsolicited texts talking about how great one of our advertisers is. Here's one from 603. I tried other comparison sites. Only Gabby gave me any savings, and good ones at that. They are also the only comparison that will do the switch for you, and they monitor the next year so that you don't even have to think about it. Those 2 points alone are worth it, so that in the fact that nobody else does it. 844-500-4242. 917. I resent the masks, but I'm not sure I buy into the people know the right thing to do meme. That's what Chris Sununu said at his press conference this morning. I think the point is that not everybody knows the right thing to do, but ultimately the society will be better off and individuals will be better off if you give people the right to make their own decisions, even if it's a bad decision, rather than have the government make the decisions for everybody, because that never, ever, ever works out as well as giving people the freedom to make their own choices. That's what this whole fight is about with the Democrats, because the Democrats have become full status or socialists, whatever you want to call them, totalitarians. They think the state should make the decisions for everybody, and it's a very very disturbing time in America. We'll take more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.